Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. Live Saturday show tonight. It's Ian here.
And Meg.
And Mark.
By the way, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that there are a lot of features, and we give them away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. Some pretty sad news in the news today. We talked about it last hour, and it's still certainly on the table for discussion, is this maniac who decided to attack a politician, and I guess it ended up killing a judge who was nearby, and apparently also killed approximately six total people, murdered these people, and then there are others who have been shot but are still alive. They're in the hospital, maybe around another 10 or so. I don't have the number in front of me, but definitely the sheriff reporting six dead as of an hour ago. That may have changed. Certainly would like to get your thoughts in general at 800-259-9231. But also, we're looking into who this guy is. Who is this this killer?
The Jared man Lee Lochner.
Lochner. Lochner?
Lochner.
John Lochner, who is a fairly young man, had himself a MySpace page. He posted a goodbye prior to going out and doing this. It took place in a Safeway parking lot, apparently, as I understand it. And so it's just absolutely tragic. I mean, it's not tragic because some politician was murdered, which is certainly what the government lackey news media is focusing on. It's tragic because anybody was murdered. Human beings were murdered. And so what did this guy think? What was it that was his motivation? What was he into? We found out last hour that according to his YouTube profile, which I thought they had taken offline, not true. It is still online, and apparently not very many people have found this, because right now the guy only has, 300 views. I've heard that YouTube has a 300-view thing.
Well, they have, whenever we would get massive amounts of hits on videos, it would stop at 300 and then just sort of wait for a few hours before it would show the real number.
It would bump up to several thousand or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, so he may have way more than 300 views, but right now it's showing that.
He certainly didn't have very many views before he went and shot people.
No. And so we're going to actually read to you some of the Mark, you pulled up, because one of his videos is just text. It's just white text on a black
two
background.
Two of his videos are just text.
Yeah.
I think three of them are just text.
And so it's him writing on a video, and so we'll tell you what it is he has to say here in a moment, but I want to go first to your thoughts, and Brenda is on the line listening, I think, to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First up, I would like to say my condolences and our prayers are with everybody out there. I am from Arizona, and that it really hits hard when something like that hits in your state.
Why would it hit any harder? I'm just curious. Why would it hit harder because somebody was murdered in a place that is, geographically close to you versus someone who is murdered in a geographically further location?
Because it's just unity. I mean, Arizona has hardly ever had anything like this happen, and when it does, everybody is just hit hard. I can't explain that.
Okay, that's fine. That's a fair answer. Go ahead.
I can't explain this, that I think the guy really, I'm just at a loss of words as to, I think he just needs to go away.
Oh, well, he's probably going to go away. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean permanently.
you mean killing?
Why should somebody take a gun that and hurt innocent people like that?
It's wrong, no doubt about it. He did the wrong thing.
Wrong.
Violence does not solve problems, but you are wanting to use violence to solve your problem. Don't you think there's a problem there?
No, I'm not trying to use violence. I think that the way the economy is and what people are doing because of it, there's no excuse.
What does the economy I'm confused. What does the economy have to do with whether or not this guy should be murdered?
Well, it doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with people just seem to be losing their mind because, say, they can't get anywhere in life because of the economy or whatever.
Okay.
It seems to be a common excuse. excuse for people. My husband was laid off for a year in Arizona and couldn't find any work. So, of course, you know, we came out of it. We went and did something else.
Okay.
Why can't people use their brains instead of picking up a gun? And that's why all the guns...
I understand where you're coming from, and I can empathize with what you're saying, but it doesn't really address my my question, which has to do with, you know, your support of having this guy put to death because he killed people. Can we go? I'd like to go back and get your thoughts on that. What makes you think that it's okay to use violence to solve problems? Because that's what he did, right?
Well, yeah, that's what he did, but there was no excuse for what he did.
So there's an excuse. Well, wait, he had his reasons. He might be crazy, but you know, he had his reasons. So you're saying it's okay. You're saying it's okay to put somebody to death because you have an excuse.
Those are just your reasons.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, this is wrong. He should not have picked up a gun.
No doubt.
And hurt innocent.
I agree with you completely. Do two wrongs make a right?
Issues with something? No.
Okay, so then in that case, you don't support...
You should let him loose and go free?
No, I don't want to let him loose.
Oh, that's such a red herring. Come on. You know that that's not what we're saying here.
No.
Just because you choose not to exercise, execution doesn't mean that you're going to let a criminal who's harmed people go
free. He can spend the rest of his life in prison and try to pay back these victims.
Well, that's fine. Let him stay in prison.
Okay,
but I think that he has issues that... Well, my husband has issues.
Oh, boy, does he have issues.
Oh, yeah, he does.
We're going to some of his words to you here in a moment. Brenda, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So she doesn't support execution. That's good.
She just wants him to go away.
Because execution is very problematic, isn't it, Mark?
Well, there's just a lot of problems with execution. Even, it looks like this guy's guilty, and I have a difficult time feeling terrible about guilty people getting executed. The problem is that more than 200 people have been released from death row since 1971 when they brought the death penalty back. And what that says to me is that there probably were people on death row executed since 1971 that were innocent. If they put them on death row, they clearly made a mistake. And... you know, the judicial system, certainly not flawless. All you have to do is watch some of these shows on A&E and that kind of thing, and you'll find all kinds of people who've been executed.
No, just go to a courtroom and watch how ridiculous the justice system is.
But nobody here has gone to a courtroom and watched it. They watch CSI.
Judge Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, and they believe that they know what a courtroom is like, and it's nothing like that. So,
wait a minute, Mark. This guy was caught on video.
I'll support the death penalty when people are perfect.
This guy was caught on video. He did it in front of a crowd of onlookers. I mean, there's no doubt this is the killer.
So I guess you have to go into other areas. I want to read his stuff here, and I think that's important. But you'd have to ask, is the death penalty worth it at that point? Does it work? Did it deter this guy? Surely he doesn't think that he was going to get away with it, did he?
No, absolutely not. He put his goodbyes up there when he went
to
MySpace.
It costs more to execute somebody than it does to keep them in prison for life because of the United States judicial system. You don't get to change that. You can't say, if the judicial system was good, it's not, that it wouldn't cost more because it does. So it costs, millions more to try to execute somebody than it does to keep them in prison. Seems to me that we should exercise the fiduciarily responsible action, which is to keep them in prison for the rest of their life.
And that is a real punishment, too. I mean, doesn't the death penalty actually get
them out
of it? Lots
of prisoners execute themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, that says how bad life in prison is.
I couldn't imagine staying in a box. But is Arizona... do they have the death penalty?
I believe they're the one state with the firing squad.
No, I thought that was Utah.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
I could be mistaken, and that may not even exist anymore. That might have been, turn of the decade or something like that, or the other turn of the decade.
Well, doesn't New Hampshire still have, like, the electric chair or something like that?
Is New Hampshire gas? I don't know.
I don't know. Keep
close track of these things.
They haven't executed somebody since the 30s in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I know.
Aren't they going to execute that guy that killed the cop, though?
I think they have a death chamber that they actually keep up, which just goes to show the waste in taxpayer money.
Just in case someone kills
the
cop.
Building a death house that, that they haven't used in 7 decades.
Because, the police are more important. They're better human beings than the rest of us, so their murderers should be put to the chair. It's just a bad idea all around for pragmatic reasons, and also, I think, from a moral standpoint of you're just perpetuating the cycle of violence. If you use violence to react to violence. That's what this guy did. Don't lower yourself to his level. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. It's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage. And over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features there are completely free. We've got news updates, so if you want to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up. There are different ways to receive that information. There's email, which is, in my opinion, the best way. There's also Facebook, as well as Twitter. And you can get signed up for any one of those three or more than one if you'd like. It's all free for you. News.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? this cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, much more. There'll certainly be some speeches and some debates and some panels and that kind of thing. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey, November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth right now. There are the berths are as low as $535, double occupancy, but they won't stay that way. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, and we will, I promise you, we will get to some of this crazy. We're just going to stop. We're just going to have to stop taking phone calls at some point to just read some of this gunman's madness that he posted on his YouTube channel. The gunman who, in case you're just, you know, coming out of you haven't heard the news, coming out from under a rock like I was. I hadn't heard it until I walked in before the show tonight, pretty much. Actually, it was on TV earlier while I was in the bar with some friends. But 800-259-9231 is the number for your thoughts. I want to continue with your calls here, but we'll read some of his crazy in just a moment. First, Steve is on the line, been waiting patiently in Oklahoma, listening in Enid to KGWA. Hello, Steve. Steve, you got to turn down your radio and listen on the phone. That way you know when we're talking. Hopefully you are there, Steve. Let's turn him down. Let's put Steve back on hold. He's listening on his radio. You can hear it in the background. 800-259-9231. When you call a talk show, it's best to listen on the phone. Turn the radio all the way down and listen on the phone because there's that 7-second delay or 6-second delay that makes things very confusing. Meantime, let's talk to Jim listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Jim. Jim in Tampa?
Yes, I am.
There you are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just don't agree with the idea that it's perpetuating violence if this guy gets a death penalty. I think it ought to be up to a jury of his peers and depend on the seriousness of the crime, whether it's premeditated or not. And, of course, I just got off work, so I'm kind of just trying to catch up here. But based on what I'm hearing about, you know, what was posted on YouTube and everything, sounds like to me it was definitely premeditated.
I'd agree with
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, there's no doubt about it. This guy is a crazed killer who thought this out in advance, prepared for it, went and then shot up multiple people.
But isn't putting somebody on death row premeditated murder?
Putting somebody on death row?
Yeah. If you
I think that I actually come from a state where they actually have an express line to the, you know, to the from Texas, you know, where they have an express line for that kind of thing.
So how's that work there in Texas? Is the murder rate lower in Texas?
You know what? I'm not sure. I live in Florida.
The answer is no. The answer is an absolute resounding no. The death penalty is not working. Texas is the killinest place on the planet, next to, you know, places like North Korea and things like that. And your death and your murder rate is by no means lower.
Okay, so the death rate in Texas is not lower than other places in the
country. That's correct. So this is really about, isn't this really about vengeance? I mean, for you, if you were to just find that out, you were to believe that to be true, that the Texas murder rate is no lower than anywhere else, and they kill all these people, then do you still support the death penalty?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Okay, well, what if it costs millions of dollars to take a case, to take a person all the way to execution, but only costs hundreds of thousands to house them? Would you say that it's okay to burden the taxpayers of the state of Texas in order to execute these people with this increased amount of money?
I actually think that it's a crime to burden the taxpayers when people sit on death row for, you know, some of them as many as 20 years. They go through appeal after appeal after appeal, which costs millions of dollars. And I agree. It does cost more because of the appeal process.
Lots more.
So would you say to get rid of the appeal process?
More.
But it's definitely, you know, in a deterrent. If you know that, okay, if you
but
commit
it's not.
A...
Oh, it's not, but it's not an attempt. Like we've already it. Made it clear that that Texas is the killinest place in the United States, and it is not a deterrent. Their death rate is not lower. You can talk about a deterrent all you want. You're just wrong.
Okay, so if Texas is the most killinest place, I guess, in the United States, are you basing that on per capita? I mean, because it is the largest state in the United States.
I'm talking about executions. Texas executes more, like three times as many people as Florida, and that's the next closest, as I understand it.
Right. But yeah, I definitely still agree with the death penalty, but I think it's based
on... So you agree, just a point, just to clarify, you agree with the death penalty even though you will, you know, let's say you're accepting what we're saying and that Texas is not, you know, the crime rate is no lower
right,
there,
it's
so
not
it's not
a deterrent. And it costs millions of dollars
and
more.
And it costs more and you still support it.
Well, I think that what needs to be done is the reason, you know, that it costs more is because they sit on death row and then they
so
go
what would you propose?
Pill after pill after pill.
What would you propose?
I think that it ought to be limited. I mean, just like you're,
to what?
You know, you have a right to a speedy trial.
Limited to what?
You are convicted by a jury of your peers, you know, for a horrendous crime such
limited
as
to what?
Premeditated. It should be limited to, okay, if you can appeal it, great. One appeal.
What about
do you understand that 200 people have been released from death row since 1971? And I'm not talking about released into prison population. I'm talking about let go
total
because they were innocent. And then and that
no,
wasn't
wait, Mark,
in their first appeal.
Right, that was
these
my question.
It takes a very long time. Not necessarily in all cases was this in their first appeal. It takes a very long time to uncover this stuff because you have corrupt cops. You have corrupt DAs. And they try to bury this stuff. They want convictions. It makes them look good. I mean, how many politicians today were DAs at one point in their lives? You know that if you're in Florida or you're in Texas, that the way to get to be a politician, I mean, look at Charlie Crist. I mean, he's lock 'em up Crist. I mean, that's how he managed to get into the governor's office.
Florida.
I think the guy's calling from Florida, right?
Yeah, but other people are listening, Mark.
Well, certainly, yeah. And trust me, I know Charlie Crist well. So, like I say,
Well. Are you a friend of his?
In some ways, yes. But,
yeah, okay. So you're a politician then, is that right? Are you a supporter
of
politicians?
No, not a politician, not by any means. I'm a working man.
Okay. So just to recap here, so even though 200 people have been let off of death row and exonerated entirely, just completely let out of prison after years, in many cases after decades of sitting on death row.
Oh, more than a decade in some cases, yeah.
That these people were let off, you're saying all of those people should have had one appeal and then they should have been sent to the chair, right?
There has to be some type of, I don't want to say tort reform, but, you know, like I say, for them to sit there, you know, because is there any question this guy did it?
No, I don't see that. I don't see that there is any question, but I think that the point here is that you can't fix the judicial system, you can advocate for no death penalty. Like, that's easy. Saying that, well, we need the judicial system to work.
That ain't happening.
A jury of our peers, those people want to get back to their families, and they'll say anything to get out of the courtroom.
It looks like a criminal. You must be
guilty. Yeah, yeah. The cops say he's guilty. He must be guilty.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. If he had his way, how many of those 200 people would be dead today? Those innocent people. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage, and over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, or we give you the features, and they are totally free for you. You've got listening options there, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. We've got our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. You can also listen to our free-to-air satellite feed, as well as the 87 wonderful radio stations on AM and FM bands across the country. That carry the show at various different times. So get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
The Totesac is a remarkable little grocery bag carrying hook. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it is an awesome device. You won't believe how much your life is enriched by having a Totesac. Go to totesac.us. That's TOTASAK, no C in Totesac, totesac.us. Take a look, see what we're talking about here, and order yourself a family pack, totesac.us.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. You're welcome to call in about anything you want. I know some folks want to talk about the death penalty, but I want to just put the phone calls on hold for a brief moment, because otherwise we'll never get to it. The calls just keep rolling in, and we'll never get to it. I want to make sure that, Mark, you have a chance to read the crazy.
Yeah.
This guy...
Nuts.
This guy that committed mass murder today in a Safeway parking lot in Arizona is totally bonkers. And so let's just jump right into it. He's got a couple of YouTube videos up at his YouTube channel, which we should give out publicly here. It's youtube.com/classitup10, the numeral 10. So youtube.com/classitup10. And that's where you're pulling this from, Mark. This was uploaded 3 weeks ago. It's called Hello. And let's have it.
Yeah, it's Hello. My name is Jared Lee Loughner. This video is my introduction to you. Now, by the way, I'm going to read this as it's printed. If you think that I'm reading it wrong, no, I'm not.
My scrambles is just awful.
My favorite activity is conscience dreaming. The greatest inspiration for my political business information. Some of you don't dream, sadly. Firstly, the current government officials are in power for their currency. But I'm informing you for your new currency.
Somebody set us up the bomb!
If you're treasurer of a new money system, then you're responsible for the distributing of a new currency. We now know the treasurer for a new money system is the distributor of the new currency.
He did just repeat himself.
Yes, I've just lost complete, like, what this guy's saying, just in awe of,
he's
like,
not saying anything.
Yeah. Same sentence three times?
Wait, it gets better.
At least twice.
As a result, the people approve of a new money system, which is promising new information. That's accurate. We truly believe in a new currency. Above all, you have your new currency. Listener?
You read that sentence wrong. It's written, as a result, the people approve a new money system which is promising new information that's accurate, and we truly believe in a new currency. It still doesn't make sense, but you...
I inserted the comma.
You read the punctuation wrong. Yeah.
Secondly, my hope is for you to be literate. He wants you to be literate.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
That was you saying that to him or something when I was hearing you talk about that.
No, after a paragraph in which he repeats himself twice and just uses absolutely poor grammar.
Just rambling on.
His next wish for humanity is that people would be literate.
Yes. Secondly, my hope is for you to be literate. If you're literate in English grammar, then you comprehend English grammar. The majority of people who reside in District 8 are illiterate. Hilarious. Don't control your English grammar structure, but you control your English grammar structure.
He says, I don't control.
I don't control, excuse me.
Apparently,
I can't read this evening.
This guy, I'm going to bet he went to government school. Just saying.
Anyway, I'm going to bet that he's got chemical imbalance.
I'm going to bet this whole series of text here is going to be made into various YouTube videos with, like, different people saying it, like that one with Hitler or, you know, all sorts of crazy voices. It's going to be a good one.
There's more to this, though, right, Mark?
Thirdly, I know who's listening. Government officials and the people. Now, remember, before we came on to this, when we first looked at this, it was fewer than 270 people had viewed this up to this point. So the people weren't, in fact, listening. Nearly all the people who
Mark, they were all government guys, the 200 people.
Right.
I'll watch it.
Nearly all the people who don't know this accurate information of a new currency aren't aware of mind control and brainwash methods. If I have my civil rights, then this message wouldn't have happened.
Now, that portion was the excerpt they chose to put in the news report that we read earlier, where, despite all of the incoherence, despite the madness that that you've just heard, and if there's more, we'll get to it, but despite all that, that line makes sense. Like, he's saying none of this would have happened if he'd had his civil liberties, right?
I think that's... I'm not 100% sure what he's talking about.
Well, it's an easy one to tie into, like, a political fringe movement. Like, that's just a sentence that you might hear out of one of those groups. So it's an easy one to use. Plus, all the others he can't understand, so...
In conclusion, my ambition is for informing illiterate dreamers about a new currency. Huh? In a few days, you know... I'm conscience dreaming. Thank you.
He wrapped it all up there very well.
In a few days, you know I'm conscience dreaming.
I think he wants a new currency. It's like he's upset with the Federal Reserve because he wants a new currency?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I can't decide whether this guy whose favorite books are listed, Mein Kampf and the Communist Manifesto, is a lefty or a righty. I just think he's not a left-wing nut or a right-wing nut, just a nut.
Just a nut.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was worthy of sharing, just to give some people maybe a window into what this guy is all about.
Lunatic.
So that, again, his video called Hello. And there's actually another one on there, so we'll take a look through that here and see if there's anything interesting worth sharing if we get a chance. 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Going to David, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Hello, David. Oh, I apologize. He's gone. Let's try Javier, listening in Tampa to WFLA AM. Hello, Javier.
Yes, how are you? Bear with me. I'm driving. My wife and I are coming back to town.
Please be careful.
I'm on the road. First, what happened? It was in Arizona, the tragedy?
That's correct.
Safeway.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's tragic anywhere. And I think the previous caller was felt more connected if it was in their own state. And They're human beings, period. So
absolutely. I'm with you on that one. What that caller had to say was kind of belied her nationalistic viewpoint, or actually, I guess, statehoodistic. I'm not sure what you would use for that term, but this idea that the people that are within the arbitrarily drawn political borders are somehow closer to one another. They're more connected to one another.
They just feel it more.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. Anyway, go ahead.
No, but your topic on the issue of the death penalty, my wife and I are driving home and got into a little heated issue. I think I personally don't believe in the death penalty, but as she pointed out, I think there was a recent tragedy somewhere else where a physician's wife and daughter were brutally murdered and killed in Connecticut, I think it was.
And I'll take your word for it.
Anyways, but yeah, you know, as I was saying to her, yeah, if you were murdered, I personally would want that person killed. But well, that's me personally.
Sure, that's vengeance.
I would make a lousy cop. I'd be like Charles Bronson in Death Wish.
Yeah, that's vengeance. That's not justice. So
yeah,
I totally understand.
That's natural vengeance. But I think as a society, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not up to date on this subject, but aren't we one of the few Western nations, I don't think anywhere in Europe, or we're one of the few, you know, modern nations that still have the death penalty in other parts of the world?
I think it's the only one.
It hasn't decreased murders or crimes of passion or anything like that.
Yep. No, it's not effective in that manner, because the fact is convicts don't believe that they're going to get caught. Criminals don't believe that they're going to get caught for what they do. So
and you know that, having spent
nine years in a Florida prison. I have a reasonable amount of acumen in this particular area.
Wow.
So, you know, I know they don't believe that they're going to get caught. And crimes of passion, you really don't care whether you're going to get caught.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's like, I might as well die, too.
If I'm willing to shoot my wife over philandering, and I wouldn't be, I'd say, well, you know,
congratulations,
or whatever.
Hey, thanks, Javier. I appreciate the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Hey, we want to give you the Totesac, a two-pack of the Totesac. We talked to you about it just a few moments ago. Totesac.us is their website. The number you need to win is 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105, special contest line. You call now, you might win a Totesac 2-pack. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. It's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but here's the good news. Rates are still incredibly low, so don't miss this opportunity to refinance your mortgage right now. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Here at Quicken Loans, we're proud to announce that we recently closed our 1 millionth mortgage. And over the last 25 years, we've dedicated ourselves to providing you with a great mortgage, no matter where you live. And you'll be glad to know, recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. In these uncertain times, there is someone that you can trust, and that someone is Quicken Loans. Again, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll free, bring up anything you want tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Meg.
And Mark. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Some of those features include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other listeners there, and there are various other ways for you to interact, including the main feature of the site, which is you. You create what the content is. You submit news items or blog posts or YouTube videos. You put them up on the site, other people look at it, decide whether they like or dislike, and the most liked make it to the front page. So lots of ways to get interactive over at freetalklive.com, and they're all for free.
Are your medications breaking the bank as to the cost of your pharmaceuticals just the weigh upon you every month? Free Talk Live has teamed up with Discount Prescription Services to bring you your meds at rates as much as 70% off and delivered right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. There's no cost for doing that. All you have to do is go there, click Become a Member. They'll give you a call the next day, and their customer service is excellent. I've gone through this process. I've been at their to their offices to make sure that this is a legit organization, and it certainly is. It's meds.freetalklive.com. I'm sure that you'll be pleased with them. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter whether it's Viagra, Cialis, Amplify, Boniva, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. Or any other prescription meds.freetalklive.com.
We have more, by the way, of the crazy from Jared Loughner, the guy who today murdered at least 6 people in a Safeway parking lot in Arizona. Absolutely tragic situation. And, of course, it always begs the question, why? Why did this happen? And I don't know if this guy will be able to explain himself in any coherent manner, because we are on his YouTube channel. And we shared with you one of his videos called Hello, and just the crazy that it's incoherent. It's incomprehensible. Almost all of it. Almost all of it. Maybe like 90% of it was entirely incomprehensible. And there's more. So if we get a chance, we'll share some of that with you here. But we're going to continue with your calls at 800-259-9231 as we talk to, I believe, Dave is listening in Wasilla, Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Ian and Meg. I enjoy your show a great deal up here.
Mark's here too. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I a couple of years back, I helped with the Ron Paul campaign in Alaska quite a bit. And as part of that, we ran a little booth over at a local gun show cool thing about Alaska is the gun show was actually held inside a high school.
But nice.
But I tell you what was not so cool about this was a guy that was helping me run the booth. I was a little bit familiar with him, and I had heard that some other people were very discomfortable with him.
Hmm.
And I became aware in the fullness of our time together.
Uh-oh.
And
I'm sorry, you said the fullness of your time together and your phone cut out for a little bit there.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't psychologically...
He wasn't psychologically something. It sounds like you're getting a call waiting. Go ahead.
He wasn't all together.
Okay,
he was a little bit like this guy we're reading about on the internet now.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And I became rather concerned because he was, you know, really into his guns, and then he was saying some pretty crazy things, and I didn't really like to work with him in the booth. Unfortunately, about a year later, I was traveling home from a late night flight into the airport, and there was a bunch of cop cars and so forth. Well, it was him. And he had killed somebody. And, of course, the person that he killed certainly didn't deserve it. So I'm just curious, what do you think I should have done under those circumstances? Should I have gone to some authority figure, to a government agency or something like that? Or
Did he specifically tell you he intended to do something like this?
You know, it was my awareness of the fact that he was pretty nutty.
What were some of the things he was saying?
Well, a good friend of mine, who is a very stalwart supporter of the Ron Paul campaign and a hardcore follower of von Mises and so forth, was threatened with death by him, and he didn't press charges. He didn't go to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
I was aware of the situation because he came to me, and so all of us became somewhat. And this could happen to your group in Freaking. I mean, it could happen to anybody. And I'm just curious. I had never given any thought before, and since then I've been bothered because I feel like that my inaction ultimately led to someone being hurt. So.
Well, I don't think you can really put the blame on yourself for that.
Yeah, I don't know what you can, you know, because I think what's worse than somebody, than a crazy guy shooting somebody, is a nation that attempts to ferret out who the crazy guys are that might shoot someone. You know, I mean, so there you have an injustice that is, you know, blanketed by a much larger injustice. And if you can imagine what it would be like, the government trying to decide who's dangerous and who's not, recently the Secret Service, I think it was a couple of days ago, visited a UFC, that's the Unlimited Fighting Championship or whatever these guys are, Ultimate Fighting Championship guys, for having said that he'd like to fight Barack Obama in the ring next week. So, I mean, you have this, the law enforcement apparatus is not set up to try to figure out who's dangerous and who isn't. It's just set up to lock people up.
Yeah, I've been bothered by this ever since, and I thought I would lay it on you guys because I think mostly like you guys think about everything, and I am also chilled by the idea of a government predicting, you know, if somebody is likely to be violent or not, because all of us would be disarmed at that point. I was just curious if you had any other thoughts or if any of your listeners might.
Yeah, I think outside of the apparatus of government, this would be a great example of something that would work in the free market because we would have, you know, reputation systems.
You're going to have a list of crazies.
Yeah, and if somebody gave you a really weird feeling.
Who's crazy.com?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have that within our own crowd. You know, there's the spot the Fed game, which it's not so fun because I think it gets a little harsh and stuff like that. But there are people who give you sort of a creepy vibe. And so people, you know, if a bunch of people get that vibe, they'll discuss it. And they'll be like, you know, if this person's talking about becoming violent or doing something a little more aggressive.
Or maybe they're just being lecherous towards women or something like that.
Yeah, just anything.
The word gets around and people can ostracize them. But just specifically look at what Dave is calling about here. Dave, you said this guy actually threatened somebody you know with the Ron Paul campaign, and this guy was supposedly in the Ron Paul campaign, but which just goes to show that political campaigns, it's awful because anybody that shows up that wants to help, usually you accept their help without knowing whether they're crazy or not, and then all of a sudden you find out somebody's crazy, and that's tough to deal with. But nonetheless, you said he threatened another person and no charges were pressed.
That's correct.
Well, what would have happened had charges been pressed? Like, what's the worst that can happen for a threatening charge, like a restraining order or something like that?
In this case, I think it would have been severe. It was a friend of mine who also happened to be a federal officer and is a hardcore freedom activist, but he's also a federal officer at that time.
But
he was.
And, okay, presuming
and
he wasn't
would have
a federal
been
officer.
A threat against a federal officer at that time.
I see
was
where
at,
you're
at
from.
The door of my business, and I felt like I had some additional responsibility because it happened on my own on property that I was leasing, and I was running a business from that property.
Well, maybe things would have been different because he was a federal officer, and that wouldn't be fair, obviously, because threatening's threatening. But, I mean, if a threat isn't an action, it's just a threat. So it's obviously not as if there's what reparations could you pay? Where I understand there's some victimization involved there because you could create fear and that people could be frightened for their family and that sort of thing. But it's obviously
well,
nothing.
If they change their actions, then they've as a result of the threat. Say they decide not to go outside for a week, then you know what about their job and things like that?
Yeah, I am intrigued by the whole idea of the reputation ostracization type process. And I like that because it's certainly nonviolent. But nevertheless, it's been a tremendous conundrum for me, and I just thought I'd throw it in there. And maybe you guys can think about it, too, in the fullness of time. And
thanks, Dave.
Come up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And maybe somebody else has some suggestions or some ideas or thoughts on that at 800.
You bet.
Thank you for the call.
Good work, Ian.
We will. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, really, had he been charged with some sort of criminal act, criminal threatening against a federal officer or something like that. Let's say the worst case scenario, he goes to jail for a short period of time, you know, a year or two, something like that.
He'll be out.
He goes to jail. He's going to come out. Well, now what?
Now he's pissed he was in jail.
Absolutely. But wouldn't, I mean, come on, the guy's crazy and anti-government in the first place. Now they're going to put him in a jail cell. It's not very likely he's going to come out as a peaceful man. It's possible. I suppose there's a remote possibility of that, but it seems improbable to me.
I would agree.
So it's likely that he would come out and be angry and continue, you know, building his collection of bombs or whatever the heck it is that he went crazy with eventually, and then he went out and he killed somebody down the line. I don't think that what would have happened in that criminal threatening situation, what Dave could have done versus what he didn't do, really would have had any bearing on whether or not this man
maybe
lost
just when and where.
Yeah. So please, Dave, don't beat yourself up over it. You can't blame yourself for this. He made these choices on his own. You aren't responsible for it. It's tragic. Maybe you wish you could do something. I mean, we all do when people that are close to us are harmed or somebody we're involved in these situations. But really, what can you do except keep your family safe, keep yourself safe? Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.